The Kakadu plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey, listen.
Get over here.
I can't imagine playing a scare game on a phone. That just seems...
Yeah. How would it work?
That's why I didn't enjoy it.
Maybe Five Nights at Freddy's, but yeah. I can't think of anything else.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Back for another one-upsmanship. We are not talking about a survival horror game. I mean, we were. But we won't be. We'll be covering a very different kind of game that you already know because you read the title
It can be a survival horror game.
You know what? It's scarier than I gave it credit for. Yeah. You. I immediately realized that's true. But we'll get into that and a lot more about Minecraft here on One Upsmanship. I'm half of your hosts, Michael Swaim.
I'm the other half, Adam Ganser.
And we have a very, very, very special guest here to talk about Minecraft. And if you've ever watched our stream, you're probably guessing it's either David Christopher Bell or this man. And it's this man. Please introduce yourself.
Hello, I am this man. I'm Cody Johnston from Internet Stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And one of those internet things is playing Minecraft with my friends.
I think every Monday evening.
Every Monday evening.
It's
you really can dependable.
Catch, and Abe. Abe never misses it as well.
And Dave.
Abe and Dave.
But
our
Abe,
buddy Brendan as well.
You seem like the perfect guest because you seem almost actually addicted to it, like it's a substance. And so does David.
Mm-hmm.
Abe just really, really likes it.
Yeah,
he's just shy
it, yeah.
of that.
Yeah.
But to me, in my mind, you and Dave have probably, if I had to guess who's logged the most Minecraft hours, it's probably you, then Dave, then Abe.
Probably, yeah.
All right.
I do quite like the game.
How long have you been playing it?
I go on and off, you know, different spurts and so on. I first downloaded it pretty much when it was like the start of the game, like when it came out.
Right.
A buddy of mine was like, hey, you should check out this game. It's new and you might like it. And yeah. I did. He was correct. So I have like my account is like, oh, this when it was like $5 or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Can you go into your account? Does it have a function where you can see total logged hours?
I don't know. That would be interesting and sad. I don't want to know that. I will not find that out.
You used to be able to do that for Destiny, and the numbers I was logging on that, which I know are shy of what you've done on Minecraft, yeah. were insane.
I calculated roughly how much money I spent on alcohol, and it was like,
oh, did you?
I could have put a down payment on a small house.
That's a dangerous game.
Yeah.
I don't want to know
but
that information about.
I would love to know how many full 24-hour days Cody's been just in the world of Minecraft.
Oh, yeah. I haven't done the cigarette math, but...
Hard pass on all of this information.
Because cigarettes get more... they're so expensive.
$7.
Yeah.
365 days a year for 15 years.
Yeah. I did that one... Yeah, when I was in the midst of my, like, I've been smoking for 10 years, I started to think about that. It's like, oh, my God. It's every day.
Yeah.
It's so much.
Yeah. We used to do that... How many cigarettes did we collectively smoke a week together?
We us
five?
Three? Or you and I, Adam and
all
Michael?
All of us. Just... You know, like
oh,
like,
you mean like, because the thing to do at Cracked worked you hard.
It did.
And we were passionate about our projects. So we'd work. I know I've compared. I always think I'm lazy. And I talk to my friends who have office jobs and they're like, how much did you work today? I'm like, only 7 hours. I should have worked 8 or 9. Mm. And they're like, what do you mean? I'm like, I sat down and I worked continuously for 7 hours.
They're like, I've and never like, done that.
In the course of a day, I probably work 4.5 of yep. the 8 hours I'm there.
Yeah, right.
So we actually worked very hard.
And in addition to that. So yeah. like, I mean, at least it cracked. It was more than, I would say more than that.
And like, then it would be, a lot of times, if like, there was a shoot week, it was more yeah. than an 8 hour day. But the way you'd have a break is to go smoke under this one particular tree. And you say 5 a week?
I would say...
I'd say 10 a week. I think we went out there twice a day.
At least twice a day, yeah.
Every, I mean, I went out there as often as I possibly could.
But we went out there and had a conversation circle about twice a day, I would say.
That was the best thing about Cracked to me.
It was very fun.
Believe it or not. I love the work. Yeah. I love the work a lot. And I love some of the things... I go back and watch things and I'm like, I'm glad we did that. But the cigarette tree, going back and like smoking a pack of cigarettes... Like, which we would do. We would do that, like, in an hour
or
whatever.
Yeah, we'd go... I mean, we would go for a cigarette, and then we would stay there for many more.
I do think people...
That was my favorite thing about Cracked.
People will want to hear more about this anecdote, but I just want to promise people, because Minecraft is a huge game, and we're going to get a lot of listens on
yeah,
this.
Yeah, for sure.
It, probably including people who are in it for the Minecraft. We're going to talk about Minecraft soon.
Well,
but yes, my friend, it was a beautiful time in our lives.
But I would argue that this is how it relates to the game, right? Is that In my opinion, the appeal of Minecraft is similar to what made the cigarette tree a good experience. And I'll get to what I mean by that in my rant, cuz you're going to be like, "No, it's just building stuff." And I'm like, "No, I think it's different than that." I think there's a different thing that makes Minecraft fun, at least to me.
Speaking of which, we just hit our first checkpoint, bing bong, which means we have spawned in survival mode right in a pit filled with creepers because Minecraft hates us. No, it means that we're on to a section I always can't recall the name of. Speedrun.
The speedrun. Yeah.
But then I quickly do. We usually invite the guests to do it. Cody, would you be interested in, as quickly as you can, explaining as if someone had never played the game, the plot of Minecraft, whatever aspects of Minecraft you think are what make it important?
A short, fun summary.
Minecraft is an open world game.
Start the clock.
Oh my goodness. Minecraft is an open world game in which you are dumped in an empty world filled with creatures that you can eat and tame and creatures that try to kill you. And your goal is to survive and build structures that you may live in and gaze at, and
keep your stuff in.
You keep your stuff in. You collect items. You craft things.
Is you can always say like it's like life. You do what you do in life.
That's my big aspect. I was like, okay, what do you? How do you make this thing? Oh, well, you get the thing that you take from real life and you turn it into the thing by making it the shape that it is.
That was literally the joke we pitched for the first escort mission.
Yeah,
like literally that.
And that's what it is. Yeah. And it's just a meditative open world experience where you can be as creative as you want, and you can have give yourself tasks with or without people.
Yeah.
And I don't know what else to say about it.
I love this explanation.
I think that's a complete explanation, barring one very important point. Everything he said, but it's all cubes.
It's cubes.
Everything's cubes. Like, from a graphical standpoint, it's amazing how evocative the world is. We should get into rants because it's rain fodder, but being that when you step back, you go, but it's poorly rendered cubes and it doesn't matter.
Right. No, I kind of like that about it. I will actually
say... You should like that about it.
Speedrun-wise, if you ignore everything I said, even shorter version is just... it's Legos that you can live in.
Hey, I was homeless for a while when I came to L.A. I built a little Lego house.
I'm not disparaging living in Legos. I'm not. I'm saying you that's a good thing about it.
Waiting for
I'm
dog.
I'm having a hard time telling if that was a bit.
No, I was... close, but never homeless. Couch surfing.
And if you were, you probably didn't live in Legos.
No, and I never lived in a Lego house. But I think a lot of us couch surfed for a few months when they first got here.
Yeah.
But it's not like because your life's falling apart. It's because it takes a while to find an apartment.
Yeah, I lived on Daniel O'Brien's floor for like a month.
I lived on his air mattress. Yeah.
I think he lived at your place for a while.
Look at the look at the good he did in your lives.
Dan O'Brien?
Really, yeah, he really
Why
did.
Do you say that as if it needs saying?
I'm not surprised by that.
I'm not either. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to imply that I was. I just think that's a really neat little anecdote that I would never heard before. I think that's really cool.
Gotcha.
Yeah. I wasn't implying anything.
Like, and now he's gone.
Now he's a goblin. No.
Now he's gone.
Yeah.
Which takes us to our next section. Bing bong fucking checkpoint. Which are the rants portions. Let's go around the horn. Who feels like starting?
I don't want to start because I am the least seasoned in this game. I would rather respond.
All right, I'll start. Yeah. I'm medium rare.
I had a similar thing. I was like, well, I want to respond to what people have to say about it.
Right.
In terms of Minecraft hours logged, Cody, if Cody's well done, I'm medium rare. But that's still more than Adam. However, on this show, we often end up talking about either metaphysical or philosophical aspects, if the narrative bears that, or the importance of the game and the innovations of the game as they relate to the medium of video games as an art form, as a toy, as whatever, which I think Minecraft definitely bears lots of discussion about in terms of just the simple innovations it made, even to the point that I just... going back on a promise I publicly made to never play Fallout 76. I just played Fallout 76 the day it came out.
Shocking none, by the way.
And I don't like it. I'm hate playing it to gather material about it. But what's something that's really interesting is it wants to be Minecraft.
Oh, really?
We're already... Oh, yeah. And even the last one did. It doesn't... It wants to be meditative. I think Minecraft did not invent, but helped us make it acceptable for a AAA game to be meditative, even down to the point of, I don't want to talk about it too much because it's too fresh, but Red Dead 2, people who played it will know what I mean. Breath of the Wild will make Adam laugh that I brought up, but meditativeness is now an experience that it's an acceptable thing to have from a game. Yeah. I think Minecraft was a key part of making that acceptable to people, proving that it makes money, definitely, which makes it acceptable to redo.
I mean, since like Minesweeper.
Oh, and you know isn't it the most, we should note it's the most profitable game ever made.
It's like billions.
Microsoft purchased it for $1 billion, and a guy and his small group of friends just made it. So it's
He literally is just a billionaire because of this single, idea for a game. Yeah.
Remember how he bought that house from Beyonce? He underbid Beyonce for like a $40 million house with a candy room?
I do not remember that.
I remember it.
With his fucking Minecraft
with
money.
With his Minecraft money. He undercut Beyonce. That's how big of a deal this game got.
So I'll mainly bring up the tone, and I think they did something that's even more genius that I'll unpack more as this episode goes on. Being banal and zen-like is the perfect environment in which to be creative and build. It's also, if you understand how tonal contrast works, because of that, Minecraft, even though it's all cubes, is able to be one of the scariest survival. When it's night, or when you hear an Enderman and you turn and see its eyes, you go, fuck, fuck. And there are huge consequences to dying in Minecraft. If you had your head set on like, but I wanted to complete this action. Yeah. I could go on, and I will when it becomes the appropriate time. But this is less a rant and more like, those are two of the five innovations that blow my mind about Minecraft. That's long enough for a rant. So end of rant.
Fair enough.
Who's taking player two?
Cody needs to be player two.
Player two joins the game.
Yeah, I mean, I think I agree with everything you've said, and I think we'll definitely talk about it more. I think the meditative aspect is a real important part of it. I think it does add an addictive element to it, for sure. There are a lot of rewards that the game gives you, even though the rewards are also open world. Like, you have to sort of create them for yourself. I also, one thing I think is really wonderful about the game is that it doesn't end. It has like an ending to it. But so I got this game, I don't know, 8 years ago, whenever it came out. And every 6 months or so, it adds to the game.
Right.
It updates it right. in a way that is always an improvement.
So the updates are always good.
There have been updates where they're like kind of boring.
But they tend to be really well thought out, yeah.
Yeah, like they, because they all know and they like playing the game, and because it's so open world freeing and creative, they can pinpoint like, oh, it'd be neat if we added this to it, or added this to it. Even elements of the game that aren't as great, they're constantly updating.
Like, here's boats that. Now. Now you can travel to islands, which was incredibly difficult previously.
Right, and then we're going to fix the boats, and then we, yeah. like...
I'm going to say some things about that, but I find that to be one of the best things about this game, because every game design company loves the game they build. Yes. Every single one. And most of them don't know how to update right.
Mm-hmm. Right, they are, you know? Like they always pinpoint the right thing, and also, I bought this game... for $8, and that has gotten me all these updates. The game Dang. Is constantly changing, and I only had to do it once, and Dang. it often feels like a new game when they update it.
Yeah,
it's got to be the most bang for your buck you've ever gotten out of a video game.
Or any piece, absolutely. Any yeah. piece of entertainment ever, maybe.
Probably, yeah.
Short of like the stick you used to like right. bat shit around when you were a kid.
Right, yeah. right. You know? And also, because of... certain elements of the game and just the very basic idea of it, they will never not be able to update it. Because like we're saying, like, oh, how do you build the thing? Oh, you take the thing from real world and you right. make the shape out of the thing. The possibilities are pretty endless, like, just in the, yeah. in like the makeup of the game, not even thinking of the possibilities of what you can make within the game.
Yeah.
So like the game itself is sort of like an open world creative, task in updating it and creating it.
Mm-hmm.
True. I was just gonna say, yeah, everyone wants the jetpack. A jetpack will probably eventually come.
Right.
When I mean, they run out of other ideas.
Flying machines.
Well, there you go. I think the jetpack is a mistake if they make that.
I don't think they ever will.
Well, God mode is jetpack. Right. But,
well, so they also have Elytra, which are those wings.
Mm-hmm.
And you can also make rockets out of gunpowder okay. and paper, which can propel you with the wings. So it's kind of like a jetpack.
These are probably
already.
Updates that I don't have. Yet.
Yeah,
yeah. I don't know it. What you're talking about.
I love it. I just think philosophically, the rocket is the jetpack's a mistake.
I just meant the ability to travel at will through the air, like they added it to the sea.
Right.
Like they'll also right. add a submarine if there isn't one already.
Right.
I'm sure eventually.
Yeah.
But I was just supporting what Cody was saying. Is there's no shortage of.
For sure.
Updates that actually change the gameplay.
Yeah.
I think it's time for my rant.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. So I'm the only person out of all my friends I know who doesn't like this game. I don't like this game. But I know that I'm wrong about that. Like, I know it. This game revealed to me that I enjoy the dumb structures of video games. Like, that they work on me.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I'm going to contrast it with... I mean, any game that is like a set of tasks. There's so many games that are a set of tasks. Destiny's a set of tasks. Let's say the new Assassin's Creed, right? All the tasks are kind of menial in the new Assassin's Creed, but the fact that I get to check a box and did a thing, for some reason, is enough for me to enjoy that game, and it isn't enough in Minecraft, which refuses to give you a checklist.
They
check
do have some
tasks.
Do you have that thing?
They've updated it to include
you can,
it.
You can, if you wanted to, you could be like, I want to beat this game. And you could.
There's a story mode now,
that.
Right?
It's not a story mode.
There's a Telltale game called Minecraft Story Mode that's a comic book. It's totally different.
But there's
like a playable
comic. Task-oriented way to get to the end credits, basically.
Okay.
Right.
It ends with you fighting a dragon.
But my question is.
Yes, and then you can eventually ride the dragon, can't you?
No.
Are you sure? Because I think there's a dragon you can like summon and ride.
Pretty sure.
I'm pretty sure. I looked it up.
I think you can ride
this.
A dragon.
You can.
My question is, don't you have that voice in your head that just translates it to, because everyone I know plays Minecraft, there's so many things to think of that are object-oriented. The checklist is just in your head.
Yes.
So it's, yes, an NPC didn't tell me go here and do this.
Yes.
But I want a bow and arrow that shoots fire arrows. How do you do that? Okay, I got to gather what I got to do that. Okay, I got it. What's the next thing I want?
Right.
Gold armor. Okay, I got to do that.
I think I don't want to ruin everybody's expectation of this podcast, but to me the most interesting thing about this game is what it reveals about the way in which we like what fun is to me.
That's the central question I think of this episode is why
what is
about
it
the
fun?
Game tricks the or understands human nature so
right.
much that it's the most
right because
time
I don't
spent
even
on any
I don't
game
really play video games that much.
No, you don't. And you played this so much.
I play this a lot.
Yeah.
It's like the video game I like.
Right.
And sometimes like I'm gonna get the Spider-Man game, I'll play that.
Yeah, yeah.
I've played like The Last of Us, and there are certain games where like I'll get that and I'll play it. But in terms of being like a gamer and someone who plays video games, I really just play this.
I know. Yeah. That's why you had to be the one to talk on this podcast. Mm-hmm. So the other line of inquiry that I'm going to be interested in my rant is the fact that Minecraft is cubes is the most important thing about it to me.
Mm-hmm.
It's because the fact that it's cubes communicates that this is a world that is ultimately built only for this one task, which is allowing you to make whatever you want.
Mining and crafting.
Right. Mm-hmm. And we've eradicated every part of that process in real life that makes it frustrating. You know, shapes that don't fit. The process of actually, like, let's say I wanted to make a spear. I'd have to shave wood until it was sharp.
Mm-hmm.
That would take me a couple hours, probably.
Right.
I don't want to spend a couple hours. Instead, I hold a button down for 1 second, and now I did that work that sucks.
And it goes clunk, and it's a block of wood.
So Minecraft is the fulfillment of a world where building is as fun as it feels to have finished a product all the time. And a world that promises you can build everything because there will never be difficulty that will prevent you from doing it. Not even round shapes. Not even triangles that make it hard.
Oh, okay, you mean in that way.
Yes.
I find it a fairly difficult game to survive, and maybe I suck, but I die
a lot.
I
find it difficult to... Like, that is, like, I think the strength for people who love it, and for me, another problem with it, because I don't like how accommodating the world is to the one thing that it wants me to do. I enjoy challenges.
Minecraft,
sorry.
But that I never realized it would be like calling a shooting game reload shoot.
Right.
Like, I don't think of the creepers as being a thing that I have to master and best. I think of them as being the necessary inconvenience for there to be the experience of narrative.
But if that were true, everyone would play in creative mode where you already have all your resources, you fly, and you're invulnerable. Almost no one does.
Oh, no. Everybody likes the feeling of that having started over.
Right.
And, like, I started from me with my dirt, and I built this, like, actual replica of, you know, the fucking Oscar Mayer Wienermobile. I did it.
Right. And it creates a narrative for you.
Yeah, of course.
It's so open that when you are dropped in, like, I have nothing, I have to do this.
Right.
Oh, I just punch a tree for a little bit, and then I got this, and you build up to it. So that journey of, I survived, is a little artificial because the game gives you that task to do.
If you wanted, you could switch into creator mode and say, I need 100 dirt, and it just appears in your inventory.
This Minecraft is a reveal to me why I'm better as a co-writer of things than as an individual writer. That's another thing.
Oh.
Because I like having something that forces a structure on me that I have to work within in general.
Yeah, yeah.
If I don't have that, I won't do it. Like, when I was in film school, I wrote several screenplays. After film school, because I never had to, I wrote none. And I had years to do it because I never had a thing that was like, I have to react to
this. And in school, you probably wrote one in 60 days or 90 days.
I wrote 60 pages in 3 days.
Yeah, if you had to.
Yeah, I'm sure at a certain point it's like, make sure it includes this, or like, focus on this aspect of it.
There's a deadline associated with it.
Right. And also because there's an element of, like, there's a competition to it. Like, I have to beat other people in order to have fun. I have to beat other people.
Try and be top of the class.
Right.
At least.
And really
I have to be better.
You can create a competitive aspect of Minecraft if you want to, but it's not built into the game.
Right.
If you haven't seen Abe and Dave's constant attempts to murder each other, you can be competitive.
You definitely can be.
I think Abe and Dave are doing, like, just fantastic work on that stream.
It's an extended bit.
Not even because it's my stream. I have no connection to that stream as my thing at all. I think what they're doing shows how brilliant that game's design really was, because it allows monsters like Abe and Dave
to have the kind of
fun they want to have.
Absolutely.
It's amazing that way. Anyway, my rant's been going on and on, so I'm going to stop
Let's just make a game on,
We
have to pause and hit a checkpoint, which we have to build out of aluminum, which we need to get by having a pickaxe, so we got to punch some wood, build it into a wooden pickaxe, get some rock, right? And then turn the rock into an oven, find some iron ore. Mm-hmm. Smelt it. You know, like in life.
just like in life.
But it'll only take about an hour.
Today I'm going to give you some straightforward advice on how to deal with naughty kids. How about instead of timeouts, time ins? Time for you to start paying some bills. I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward. inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a Gagillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home, where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Checkpoint.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what's so it's interesting. Fallout, and they're leaning into it even more with 76. Incredibly robust system where it's like, you want a bed? What do you want in it? Cotton? Okay. Pick enough cotton, break it down into its constituent parts.
Interesting.
Do this, and bed will pop out.
Do you find that makes the game enjoyable? Like, do you like it in that game?
I enjoy it in the same way I enjoy building in Minecraft.
Okay.
But I am someone who enjoys creator mode. Because the weirdest part to me is, and Fallout's actually a great place to start with it, because Fallout has this really bad, and I've referenced it before on the show, when there's a sandbox game with a narrative and the narrative arc finishes and all the NPCs that you've come to love start to say,
loop, loop, loop,
that's about that, partner. You really did a great job. It's
right.
Nice to see
right.
you again.
World's yeah. done now.
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah.
I feel like the same feeling I felt at the end of Summer Vacation, where the world feels like hollow and fake, mm-hmm. and I hate it now.
Right.
Like, I have before, like, compulsively gone to the menu and deleted the game and been like, I just couldn't bear being in that. It's like Cuckoo's Nest. I can't see you like this, man. I got to put you out of your misery. Weirdly, Minecraft feels like that all the time, which is why I find it unbearably lonely and depressing to play alone. And incredibly fun if my friends are around on the headset.
The only way I would ever play Minecraft is socially.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
And I hate all other social games.
Yeah.
Fallout 76, if anyone comes up and does the emoji that says, do you want to join my team? I do the vomit emoji, so they leave me alone.
Well, I agree with that, though. Like, I don't... I mean, I play when people aren't on the server.
I know you do.
But I don't... Like, I don't have my own world. I'm not doing, like, the single player mode where I'm just doing it. I don't think I would play it. Like, the only reason I'm playing it now is because we have the server that we started, and we have like the world that we all live in.
That you're building together.
Yes. Yeah.
But I've noticed something that's particularly interesting to you that I think Minecraft might have like different spokes of the wheel. Like, it may have stumbled upon four or five brain hacks that make it the most addictive game of all time. But I've noticed one that I think you're really interested in that Adam is explicitly not, which is fascinating to me.
Yeah.
Is... You'll always go like, what's something incredibly complex and the materials are hard to find that was just in the latest update and make, you'll like, we'll log in, you'll be like, I did it. I got the walkie-talkies
right.
to work.
I made the machines.
Yeah. Or I made the machine that auto-sorts eggs into omelets and leaves them in this boot.
Love it. Love that stuff.
Your machines are... a constant source of joy for me to hear about.
Can you give any insight into why that's so fun? I find it fun too, but I bet you'd have more insight.
I think it's a combination of, I mean, just like, it's just fun to make machines that, you know, like, that accomplish things for you. Because also it streamlines tasks. Mm-hmm. Like, you have to do X and Y and Z. Well, I can take some time, make a machine to do X and Y for me.
So you never have to worry about food anymore.
Yeah, yeah, but also I think it is that sort of like what you're talking about, like with the cube aspect, where it streamlines real life tasks.
Yes.
So one aspect of the machine building is redstone, which is like the electric current basically that powers stuff. And
I love it.
Through that,
the subtle smile on Cody's face as
it's so cool. And like
redstone.
there are people in this game who literally make computers and calculators and stuff. Mm-hmm. That's, and
we haven't even touched on the shit. The literal capability that within it, like to me, the ultimate iteration is someone made a giant screen in Minecraft that plays Minecraft in Minecraft, meaning. Mm-hmm. You press on this redstone button, a little dot pops up. That's you. You can move north, east, south, and west and collect items and build shit. They made 8-bit Minecraft in Minecraft.
And that's the kind of stuff that like I couldn't even fathom doing it.
And when they show the back of the computer, it's fucking miles of redstone that looks like a fucking circuit board.
Yeah. Amazing. And that kind of stuff is...
I think that's incredible.
So
I really
cool.
Do.
And,
yeah, it is.
It's in doing it, I've learned, like, you have to know, like, certain types of circuits. You need to know how actual circuits work, like, on-off stuff and, or, but, like, type of circuits.
Right.
So I think that is also satisfying because I don't have to do it in real life.
Right.
It's what you were talking about. We're like, oh, they streamlined this and this and this.
Now you
I
don't
just...
have to use a soldering iron.
Yeah, no,
shit.
I just take the redstone and place it, and like it still operates with similar rules that you have to learn, and you can still accomplish those things without having to learn it
to be an engineer
and use your hands and become an engineer and that kind of stuff. So I think that is a big aspect of it.
I think that's like the more I hear you talk about it, the more I realize Minecraft, like you should be very grateful for it. Because it's like you specifically, no. Because it's like built
he
in a way.
At Cody, folks,
right? Because it's built in a way that's like exactly what you love. Like it's exactly what you love,
without to do all the work,
right? But isn't that what a game should be?
Well, no, because also I think I think it's. I mean, people use it in classrooms too. Teachers use it a lot, which is great. Like it teaches you certain things. Yeah, that are like it's useful. Enough.
Did you like the Incredible Machine?
I love the Incredible Machine.
I feel like that's a progenitor.
The Sierra
of this.
Game.
Yeah, yeah, it also took the it made you feel like you were learning engineering and circuitry and logic by playing a video game.
By just
game
like solving
and
not a puzzle
having
and
to
stuff.
Do any real work. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like one of the big differences between Abe and I is that Abe is a lot more interested in the mechanical things like that than I am. I've never really been that mechanically inclined. Mm. I'm always more interested in like the cathartic emotional things. There isn't any of that in Minecraft.
Unless you create it.
That's what I'm saying.
Right, but when it would never.
Like Dave and Abe recently betrayed us with a terrorist attack.
I saw that.
And it was very upsetting.
That's so good.
That's every Monday.
It was a betrayal.
Every Monday on the One Upsmanship so Twitch good. Channel, Minecraft Madness Monday, 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
I mean, and I'm not here to like.
7.
Oh, 7 p.m. Pacific
Standard
Time.
To me, it's not even about like hot, like here's the thing we do on Small Beans. It's like, I think that Abe and Dave are doing something perfect, like perfectly funny on those streams.
Yeah.
I actually watch them a lot and don't comment just because it's so funny to me.
But you're right that I think it feels lonely if you don't have friends talking in your ear.
Yeah, so like I want to go back to the cigarette tree comment. So like the actual experience of us working together at Cracked was largely like we would come together for meetings, we would hang out and shoot the shit and commiserate, and then we would all go off and do our part that was the actual creative part, right? And the best part of it was the friendship part, the hanging out and like having a good time commiserating.
Yeah, we worked pretty segmented. Like it was very separate. But
and it had to be because how this works. Minecraft is like, to me, all the individual parts, but none of the... But not like the social part, except for when you build a server together and you're all working together and somebody in there is like doing the kind of thing Abe and Dave would do. Mm-hmm.
But
that to me is the only fun way to do it.
If you added gold diamonds that you can go to because the objective is there, NPCs with fully scripted dialogue.
It's stupid.
And an arc that has a beginning and middle end.
Right.
wouldn't it just be every other game?
I know.
Like, wouldn't it just be Assassin's Creed and Red Dead Redemption and everything?
It's the fact that they removed those things.
Yeah, that makes it unique.
They removed the reality of it, too. Like, they're like, no, this isn't the real world.
Because then you'd expect a story, but you're like, I don't care if the Lego guy has nothing to say. He's a goddamn Lego guy.
Right. It's like, and because of that, like, it's like a brain hack. It's like, I don't expect anything out of this game other than I'm going to use these cubes the way I want to use them. Mm-hmm. That's it.
I'm going to have my way with these cubes.
These cubes are going to be willing. Yeah, I don't.
These cubes got real nice edges.
That corner won't quit.
So many more of these we can do.
That's all the parts. No, cubes have faces as well.
Yeah. But, like, you know, you don't expect anything from it. I never, like, when I found out they were doing a story mode, my instant reaction to that is, that's dumb. Don't do that. But who cares?
I don't need it.
It's not that. You know? For the record, Minecraft story mode is a Telltale game.
Right, as you said.
Rest in peace, Telltale, which is essentially a playable comic that takes place in the Minecraft art
universe. There's no, like, go into the actual game of Minecraft play a story.
There's no crafting.
So here's another interesting aspect
of this.
But
there's a tale told.
There is. Here's another interesting aspect of this game to me. So, like, in some ways, it's pretty, like, slavishly materialistic. And by that, I mean, like, there's, you know, sand, and you got to use an axe to get the tree wood and that kind of stuff. And yet, it always diverges, ultimately, into magic. Like, there's always magic components. Like, those are always, like, the thing you end up building, like, magic swords and, like...
Oh, yeah, there's also enchantment tables.
Right, right. That stuff ends up being, like...
Like, other dimensions and stuff that you go
through. It is,
why did
that
happen?
It's medievally themed.
Yeah.
Even though you don't ever think about that.
Yeah.
I think so many games are medievally themed that I got the impression and never questioned that it was just the default theme.
Like,
well, you're in a game, you're a little guy, you're totally neutral, you're just a little guy. What kinds of things could you find? Sword and shield. It just comes to mind. Like, I don't know.
It could be. Yeah. It could
but you
be
could
because
equally
they...
find a pistol and ammo.
But
I
think that's because if you do that, then it's less. I think it's less cubes that way. If you have things like guns.
That's a lot more physics work.
Yeah, and I think it modernizes it in a way that makes the creative aspect a little more boxed in.
So, I want to see Minecraft GTA now.
Well,
you're all cubes, but you get in cars and drive.
But here's the thing: like, I think that's really interesting because, like, but somehow once you get to modern life, that game becomes like a burden in some ways. Because now I got to deal with, like, this guy can shoot me across the fucking map with a gun,
right?
And, like, now there's, like, planes. Like, somehow sticking in the medieval world means there's always the optimism of I can build whatever I want. And yet modernity suggests, no, you can't because you're up against these fucking guys.
They haven't invented muskets and shit. Yeah.
Right.
But also,
yeah, it simplifies it in a way.
I just think it's smart updates because they could fuck it up with a catapult. Yeah. If people, and if there was, is there PvP damage?
You can make catapults if you want. But in order to do that, you have to have, like, you take these small pieces and create a thing. It's not literally like call the catapult.
Right.
You
have
to
craft your will
and
to make
there,
it also.
Is there PvP? Like, can a stranger come kill you and fuck all your shit up?
I mean,
if you don't want them to?
If I was playing the game and Abe could kill me, is that what you mean?
No, could
and
he?
Has.
Are there ever servers? Do you ever run across a stranger
on
the server?
I mean, they're not on ours because it's, like, closed off.
Right,
but there are servers.
I've only ever played on those. Are there open servers?
Yeah, they're open servers with different rules that they create.
And can the players damage each other? Oh, it's up to them.
It's up to them, yeah. There are certain ones that, like, there's competitive Minecraft is a thing where people just, like, we're going to go into this world that we've created and just, like, fight each other.
So what I'm saying is, I don't think the time setting has much to do with it because I could think of medieval shit that would ruin the game.
Right.
But they carefully control so that you can't do that. So, like, in Fallout 76, once you're above level 5, you can damage each other. But if someone shoots at you, their damage is, like, cut by 90%, and it only goes to normal if you shoot back at them.
Right.
So there's always a way around it, the imbalance problem.
Yeah, because, I think there's obviously, I mean, video games in general are escapism. And I think that it adds to that escapism if you separate it from a lot of technology and reality, and because also then it gives you the task of working towards that
a little bit.
I think, like, because once they introduce, okay, here's redstone, here's this, like, little rock you can get, and it's electricity basically. Yeah. Then you have these basic building blocks to create a calculator. Yep. Whereas if it were modern day, I'll go buy a calculator.
Right, that's true.
So I think it lends itself more to like the open world aspect if it is medieval, because otherwise I think it would constrain it more. And give you less options and give you fewer things to be like, oh, what if I built this thing?
Right.
Well, if it's the modern day, then that thing already exists.
And maybe the only reason to be medieval is because the problems of something else. Because that's all we're really saying is like, well, it couldn't be modern world because of this.
Yeah.
But we're not saying why it is medieval. We're not making a positive assertion.
I feel confident that the real answer is because they thought pre-industrial revolution would be the easiest to render in their engine.
Yeah, but why isn't it Greek or Roman?
Most of the world is land instead of cities, right, which are so complex.
I also don't think it's necessarily like specifically medieval, because I think so.
I guess it isn't specific.
Because when the game first came out, okay, here's a pile of dirt and a tree and right, some water and sand. Like,
this game fucking rules. They give me cute dirt.
And then I woke up. But so those elements are very simple. That's not medieval specifically. It's just like, right, okay, it's the ground and it's nature.
Right.
And then they're like, okay, well, you need to be able to mine. How do you mine? Well, you got to craft something. So you're like, all right. So
that
you need,
smiles grotesque.
You need
pickaxe.
You need pickaxe. That's not specifically medieval. That's just the tool that you need.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we have zombies now, so you need to defend yourself. What's the simplest version of that? Okay, put a stick on it.
Also, we have zombies now.
So I think this is an important point. It's not truly medieval.
Of course
because
not.
Because zombies are not medieval. The Enderman and the creepers.
You literally go to hell.
I think it's...
Can you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's called the Nether, but the Nether. It's clearly hell. That's one of the dimensions that they have.
That's interesting.
It's part of the task you do to get
I think
dragon,
it's clear. So. It's
Did
like,
you go there?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I think what it truly is it's like Smash Brothers. It's aggressively inviting you not to classify it as anything other than what it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's a box of Lego pieces. Therefore, if they want to add a dragon, they could. If they wanted to add a caveman, they could.
Right.
If they want to add a magic spell.
Right, there's another
can.
Dimension so, where like there are cities that you can find, mm-hmm, and there are little blob creatures that shoot things at you that make you float.
And are they medieval style cities?
No.
So in your mind, what we really have is the most neutral space in which these technologies are added and able to be created.
Well,
right? That's sort of what you're arguing.
I think it's not specific enough,
I think it's as simple as people used to buy their kids Legos. This is virtual Legos. I really just think it's a box full of Legos, except for, which is why I also really want to ask about the scare factor.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cody, do you think it helps or hinders the experience? Does it matter that sometimes you're focused on a task and you hear the creeper noise and you have to go, oh, fuck, and you turn around and it blows up the thing you've been working on and you got to rebuild that thing?
Yeah.
Is that helpful? Why'd they do that? Does that help it be addictive or hurt that it's addictive?
I think, I don't think it hurts. I don't know if it helps either. I think I like it. I like that aspect of it. I think I probably wouldn't play it if it didn't have that aspect.
Yep.
Because no one plays in God mode, which I think is weird.
Right.
I don't think you want Airplane Simulator only it's Minecraft. You know what I mean? Because like, you know how Airplane Simulator is like, this was a game that's about, this is what it's like to fly an airplane.
It uses every key on the keyboard because it's complicated
and you
to
know
fly
what,
an airplane.
You know what it isn't? Fun. It's not fun. Like, I think there being a problem is part of the fun.
It adds, like, adding a survival mode, like, okay, well, not only are there zombies and creatures that are after me, I also need to eat food.
Right.
There are certain elements of that that I think make it worth being there.
Mm-hmm.
And if those weren't there, then I don't think it would be as nearly as popular.
And then it would just be virtual Legos. That's
right,
what makes it not virtual Legos.
Right. Yeah. It's when you think about like playing with Legos, like it is God mode, but then wouldn't it be better if like there were creatures there and like you had to like, you know?
But wouldn't it be better if your older brother occasionally came in and kicked your Legos apart and you had to rebuild it? No, I don't think so. I love God mode.
I think that's a really telling thing about you.
Weren't you ever, either of you ever inspired by all the crazy shit people make?
Definitely.
To want to go into God mode and make, like, my favorite one I made was the Sudden Valley housing development Development.
That's so good.
Would not do that in survival mode. It would be fucking futile. and impossible.
Would it be impossible?
It wouldn't be impossible.
I did it in like 3 hours. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I completely reshaped a whole hill so that it looked like the Sudden Valley hill. I don't think I could do that in survival mode. There would have been so many setbacks. I didn't ever stop to eat or drink. I didn't have to. I fucked up. I zoom out and I look at the roof and it's wrong. Right. I fly to the roof and fix it. I don't walk up the winding staircase. Like,
that makes sense to me. Yeah, I think
I'm trying to get my head around why no one uses creative mode.
Well, I guess, yeah. I guess that aspect isn't as compelling to me. Like, that's not like why I'm not like, oh, I want to make like a replica of the Death Star or something like that.
What do you want to do in Minecraft?
Because that's exactly what I want to do. I got most into it when there were news stories like, look, these people made the whole USS Enterprise. I was like, this game seemed awesome.
Or I guess I would do that if because then we'd be on a server and be like, all right, let's build this thing together. You go get this material. You go get this. We'll plan that out.
But your style is much more to build a very complex redstone machine than to make a giant replica of something.
But within a base that we design ourselves, I think I'm more interested in like the creative aspect of like, this is my base that I've built. This is like a church. This is a new thing.
So that's what I'm getting at. I never feel the need to build a base because I don't think my Minecraft character is like real. I don't care about whether he has a roof over his head or his bedroom is dope or not.
Sure.
I want to build something that shouldn't exist in the world. Like when I was playing on this stream, I just made a giant skull floating in the sky. To me, the fun of the game is Legos, meaning the most fun aspect to me is literally sculpting a shape out of Legos.
Right.
What is it for you? What do you go in being like,
I think he answered this question. I'm going to repeat it and see if you agree with me. It's that you like that you have to go do the task yourself and you plan it yourself and you create it yourself, but that you're contributing to something larger, something like a small civilization that you're part of it.
Yes.
But you don't want to do it alongside somebody. You want to go do your part of it and come back with that part done.
Not necessarily.
So like
I would still like have, yeah, I mean, yes, that is part of
that's
it.
That's what I was getting to.
But also like, I do enjoy like, we have this thing that we're all making
right.
and we build
you
that
believe in
together.
You believe in the larger project and enjoy the social aspect of here it is, we did it.
Yeah.
But the process that you want to do it is not one that needs to be social.
Doesn't need to be.
Hate that it is, but it doesn't need to be.
Well, I mean, the mining part is never social, like,
right.
for anybody.
That is why I can't play Minecraft.
No, I mean, it's inherently, so you can always talk through the headset to everyone in the world.
But
you,
it's not a social
whether you're
action.
Mining or not.
It's right. not a social
the
action.
The act of mining for materials
isn't
social.
But I'm saying an open chat line to all my friends is always social all the time. I could start any conversation I want at any time.
But what's interesting, I mean, I'm not trying to be like you know, the Minecraft is your fucking Freud, you know, but part of the reason I don't connect to Minecraft is that it's not a competitive game. Competition fuels always, you know.
Cody would beat you anyway.
I know he would, but it's not even that.
Let's do it.
Right, let's show you. It's not even that. It's that there's nothing, there's no system to beat or something to like master, like really for me. And I think what's interesting about you is that you're not interested in the human agency component of it or like playing as a person with these limitations. You are only interested in, I can make this product I want.
Sculpting.
Right.
That's it. Yeah. You're just interested in that.
No, but it's the same underlying thing because, like Cody was saying, it allows me to practice being an electrician and circuitry designer
right.
without needing to know how that's actually done, the nitty-gritty. Right. I love to draw. I'm learning to paint right now.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I would love to be a sculptor. It seems incredibly difficult and expensive, and I'd have to like go to sculpting school, which I don't even know what the fuck that is. So
I'll tell you what that is. It's a $200,000 degree that sits in your drawer.
But playing Legos is fun. So like I'm saying, I feel like everyone's lost sight of the fact that it's also virtual Legos.
Yeah.
Let's make a cool boat because we have Legos.
Yeah.
But I don't mean functional boat. I need a giant sculpture of the boat from Pirates of the Caribbean.
Right. We have done that. Well, not that specifically, but like a giant boat and things like that.
But it is...
I know, and that's my favorite part.
I do think it's interesting that you don't want to make a boat that works. You
want
to make
care if it works.
Exactly. But Cody super cares if
I want
that
it
boat
to look
works.
Like a boat.
Cody wouldn't make the boat if it didn't work, and he doesn't care if it looks like a good boat.
You're trying to pit us against each other.
No.
You just need competition.
I'm saying boats can't work in the game. But
if they could.
If they could, that would be cool. But also, if we were to make a boat, I wouldn't care if it worked, but I would also be like, oh, what if we have like this door that opens up this way, or like we have this mechanism where you hit this switch and then it shoots arrows like a boat would.
You know, I'm realizing Minecraft is a little bit of a Rorschach test, it seems.
Okay.
Like, I cannot be in charge of Minecraft. That's another reason why I can't play it.
Mm-hmm. No one is in charge.
I know. I can't be in charge of it, and I kind of need to be in charge of things.
Yeah.
But when you're playing when you're playing Call of Duty 4, you're not in charge
of
anything.
I'm in charge of that. Of course I am.
Well,
I'm deciding how this plot goes, and I'm killing the dudes.
But so you
I'm
can do that in Minecraft,
if you play Minecraft alone, that's the same.
It's soup. You can control every aspect of that game if you want to.
And by the way, as someone who hasn't played much, I just want to point out, there is, as Cody said, but I want to make sure it's clear, there is a largely settled upon, to beat the game, you would build a nether portal, go to hell, and kill this particular dragon. Then credits roll, or monster.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know why I don't want
to
do that.
That's a clear-cut goal. Get strong enough to kill that boss.
Yeah. Maybe I just haven't given it enough of a try.
You have to go, not only you have to get certain materials by killing certain creatures that are dangerous for your first time there in order to get the materials to go to the hell dimension. And there you have to do the exact same thing to get another thing in order to find in the real world a special portal that takes you to the heaven dimension.
I love this so
much. And then
you
kill the dragon there.
To a boss fight,
So
my point being, but it's incredibly delayed gratification because along the way, you don't level up or get a check mark because you completed any of the steps.
That's interesting.
You just know if I put in 100 hours, I could technically kill the boss and end the game.
It's like I'm building this one specific moment, slowly, carefully building a moment. Really, right?
Which I actually think is the boring way to play it. Almost no one cares about that.
Yeah, I mean, once you kill the dragon, we're like, all right, we did that. It's only to be able to go to this other place to get other cool items that you can use to play Minecraft with.
Yeah, it boils down to
making a fort with
your friends. I would not get an emotion out of that. Killing that dragon would not feel like a sense of accomplishment.
I don't think anybody
even a dry, grim sense of accomplishment. Well, that's done.
I don't think so. Sometimes I wonder why I like raiding in Destiny so much, and I feel like it's probably because the feeling of getting the long-delayed weapon. You know what I mean? Like, oh, I want this one weapon that I can only get if I do this raid. Mm-hmm. And when you get it, it's like, yeah, I did it! And also, beating a foe, that's hard. And it doesn't seem like you get any of those.
Totally get that from Minecraft, because there'll be a specific item I know I want because of its function. I look up online how it's made, and I'm like, oh, fuck. This is a whole thing. Mm-hmm. And I die several times, and it takes 4.5 hours. Huh. And then I'm like, I did it. I built the enchanting table. It feels just like completing a Destiny raid to
Minecraft.
And the game's full of stuff like that.
Yeah,
it's not just that example. There are so many tasks and items and things that you need to do X and Y to get, and then you do it, and you're like, oh, cool.
When you find the right ore that you've been looking for when you're mining, it feels like you won a lotto scratcher.
Mm-hmm.
You clear brick away, and you're like, fuck yes, diamond bitches.
Yeah. That's kind of cool. I've never had that experience either. So is Minecraft built around the idea of Google searches? Is Google searching for recipes and stuff intrinsic to this game in your opinion?
I had that question for Cody because I don't consider it cheating because Minecraft isn't that kind of game, but I usually don't use online companionship with games. But is it even, can you comprehend it being possible that anyone would discover the new, updated, higher level shit without looking it up online?
Is one person in the world doing that and then listing it somewhere?
I think so. I mean, it's the official, you can go to
they release it all. They don't keep it secret.
Now that's interesting.
Yeah. I mean, when they do updates, they're like, oh, okay, here's this item. And you get it by doing this and this and this and this.
And when you click on the link, it says what you need.
Yeah. They're very specific with it. They also have slowly introduced, because it used to be just I got to go online and look up how to make this stuff, but there's a recipe book now where you can indicates you make this.
They've even put it in the game now.
Yeah,
you can open a recipe book and scroll through and see stuff that you've never encountered and be like, oh, I didn't know you could make that. Cool.
That does make sense to me. I hate that I always use this game to compare it to, but see, in Destiny they create they create all these challenges that one fucking crazy person on the internet figures out and posts a video, and they assume then after that that like everyone's gonna look this up and play the game that way.
Because the level of difficulty they make it, and I don't mean the game is hard, shooty shooty, but like to know that this door only opens when you have a full team and they stand here in this order and you do this and blow the conch whistle.
Right.
They gotta know most people are not gonna intuit that.
Like there was there was a gun at the end of Destiny 1 that like in order to solve it you had to know binary. There was a puzzle you needed to know binary and like do this like that's binary insane. Pattern. Well, somebody figured it out. It was clearly built for that guy.
Without the recipe book, I bet there would be things like that in Minecraft where there's shit that a designer when they're 80 is like, no one ever figured out how to make the thing I put in.
Yeah.
I'm sure they're things like that. I put in adamantium swords.
It was a golden toilet. No one ever made it.
But they're pretty clear on like, here's this new item and here's how you get it and here's how it's made. They're not hiding how the world works.
But that's because interesting they want you to know every mechanic. Too.
Because to have,
they don't think of it as a puzzle game.
It was when it launched, but I don't think they realize that the appeal of it is not that it's a puzzle game.
So they just happened
to let
it
go. They said, fine, then it's not a puzzle game.
Right.
You just mine and craft. Right.
But it also is, I think, because, and I think this also is part of the reason I do enjoy it, and like the machine building, all that kind of stuff, is that it's the same reason I really enjoyed learning and using After Effects, because you have a thing that you want to accomplish and some sort of creative goal. And there are a lot of different ways to accomplish that goal. So it's sort of a puzzle that you have to figure out on how to accomplish that. And in Minecraft, I think, they want you to know all the tools that you have available to you. They're not going to like have the puzzle aspect be finding out how the world works.
Yeah.
So they give you the rules of the world so that you can then use those to solve puzzles on the task that you want to do.
Also, speaking of binary, I think one of the brilliant touches is that the number dichotomy is very important in the game. Mining feels very different than crafting. Like mining, like I said, feels like playing Lotto Scratchers and occasionally winning, or being a rat who goes to the button and you don't know when you're going to get the pellet, but sometimes you do eventually.
Yeah.
It's like palpably addictive in the way that like a treasure loop is in a normal game. And then crafting feels much more creative and planning and using your higher brain functions. And so it's almost, to me, they really feel different. Like, mine is a game and craft is a game.
Yeah.
And they brilliantly made night and day work in such a way that half the time the game gently encourages you to mine because it's safer. And half the time you're gently encouraged to be on the surface building because it's daytime now. You better take advantage of it. So I just think that's amazing that in a subtle way that I really just occurred to me now, it's two very different games that give you very different feelings of accomplishment.
That's interesting.
Mining is not creative at all. It's achieving a goal. It's like a point and shoot. You're just shooting it blocks with a pickaxe.
You get the not adrenaline, but like you just get like, oh, here's my serotonin boost from Farmville or whatever kind of games. And I think they found like five different like reward systems.
That's what I mean.
And put them all together.
So most games, if I was sick of thinking so much, I'd quit and switch to a different game like Rez or something.
Mm-hmm.
Or if I'm like, I really want a story, I'm wide awake, I want to focus on a game, then I'll play Red Dead.
Yep.
I just realized the brilliance of Minecraft. People log hundreds of hours so easily because you go, and I have experienced this so many times, mining is becoming really dreary and monotonous. Well, I'll go build something. It feels totally different. Mm-hmm. I'm sick of racking my brain for what should go here. Oh, yeah, I forgot. I can go mine. Mm-hmm. That's fun as a mindless thing to do.
I'll go kill a bunch of bad guys in the middle of the night.
They're bad so that it doesn't bother me that I kill them.
What do you do mentally during those tasks?
During
like, what's your mind like when you're doing the mining part?
That's what I mean. That's what I think is brilliant is... I want Cody's answer too, but mine's simple because I'll just encapsulate what I said.
Yeah.
When I'm mining, it's my creative brain, the same brain I would use to draw a drawing or write a screenplay. Uh-huh. And when I'm mining, it's my the same video game brain I use when I play Tetris.
So what are you doing then? What is that like?
Oh, in the mining? I'm enjoying not having thoughts. I'm thinking, mine, 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 found a thing. Mine, 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 found a thing. And then when I'm on the surface, I'm thinking tons of shit.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, right.
Maybe I don't want to build a giant skull. Maybe I should build a giant that.
Right.
Why does it have to be giant? Well, what would I need to do that? Yeah, it's just totally different.
That's interesting. Yeah. Is that
I mean, basically, yeah, experience? Like, that's why we keep coming back to it's the word meditative. Like, there is that aspect of the game where, like, all right, it's your no thoughts. It's clearing your mind. It is relaxing. It's repetitive in that way of even meditating, where it's just like you say the phrase over and over again, so you can have no thoughts. But at the same time, you're not having thoughts, but you're having many. Like, which is how meditation works too. Or like, all right, all this stuff is sort of floating around, and you're opening yourself up to all these random thoughts. Nothing specific that I could like give an example of.
No, sure.
But then you sort of snap out of it. Like, all right, now I'm gonna go like actually
do something.
Be aware of the thoughts I'm having,
and
instead of letting
and focus them
free
towards
flow.
The goal. Yeah.
I mean, the reason I'm having us talk about this is that I think this is actually what makes it great. This is what makes it great.
Us nothing else about it.
No. The fact that they created a place where there's actual creative meditation going on, that you have to have that to play it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, like,
that's why I don't like the creative mode, because it doesn't have that aspect, I think.
Right.
It's true. It's the mining is gone. It's just craft.
Part of the, like, it takes away the accomplishment aspect of it, or at least part of it, because you don't actually have to get the items. But then that sort of meditative part where it's just gone.
Well, don't you get that artistic sense of pride of the accomplishment is finishing the giant floating skull and showing your friends, look, I made a giant floating skull.
But the question is like...
But then you can live in the skull and create machines in it.
You would.
I'm going to live in your skull and create machines in it. If you're not careful.
But the key is that I think the process needs that break. Like, in order to really enjoy it, you need that meditative break. You have to have
absolutely,
it.
I don't think everyone does, but I understand why you say that.
Well, that's what I'm getting at, is like, it's interesting that you don't really need it.
I'm the type of kid who would take a real set of Legos and build a giant skull out of it. So why wouldn't I do it in the virtual world?
And I think it does depend on the person, but also like, if that weren't part of the game, I would stop playing the game certain points.
As would I.
I would just be like, oh, well, I'm tired of this part of the game, and it's the only part of the game, so I'm not going to play it anymore. As opposed to that bouncing back forth that sort of keeps you going.
So like, the closest thing I can think of in my regular experience that's like Minecraft is either screenwriting or editing, right? I think they're both kind of like that. Editing, for some reason, I am able to sit for like... almost, you know, like 8 to 20 hours at a time, and just like, you know, and I don't feel that tired when I'm done with it. But I do feel like I can't interact with people after I've done it for like an hour or two. Do you get that experience?
So
with
meaning
Minecraft?
It does give you a lot of thoughts all the time.
I think there's something so focused and you're so zoned in to something that you can't return immediately to the real world.
I guess what I'm asking
as a normal person,
you're comparing it on a level of immersion, but I just find it, what I thought you're saying is very interesting to me, because editing, to me, there's a clear comparison there. Editing is crafting, and screenwriting is mining. When I edit, editing is incredibly sculptural and based on form and structure.
Right.
So it feels very much like mining. I have lots of thoughts.
Right.
When I am writing, I don't know if it's like this for everyone, but when I write, I have no thoughts. And I often wonder, like, where are these words coming from? Because I don't process thinking them before I just sit down and my hands type. And when a cool line comes up, it's like striking diamond.
Uh-huh.
You go, my brain did a good job. Continue. But I have very few conscious thoughts. Except when I back out and go like, now what's act three going to be? You know, but when I'm in it, I like, if someone's like, well, why did Dan say that back to Mike in Agents of Crack?
Right.
I'm like, oh, I don't know. The scene just came out.
Right, because I wrote it. I wrote it down, and that's what he says.
The writing pages experience is like that.
Breaking a story. No, that's different.
But see, the part I've always, like, I need the crafting part in, like, the structural part of it.
Mm-hmm.
I just think these things, like, are so, in like, these two aspects of how things get made are so interesting, and Minecraft has perfected them.
Yeah.
You know, I was going to bring up as a segment of this,
modes,
and now I'm not going to. Like, that there have been so many clones of Minecraft, and none of them have been successful.
I think a big reason that you'll probably agree with is it doesn't mesh well with also trying to be photorealistic, both in what you do and what it looks like. It feels weird. And like in Fallout 76, it's cool that you can build a defense and it functionally defends your chest so random raiders don't steal your shit. But I can't imagine I would ever be like, now I want to build a giant floating skull out of the cement blocks. I could, but why would you do that in a realistic world where I have guns and I should be out killing shit and blowing shit up? It's weird. Yeah. The fact that it's Legos makes it eternally sustainable.
Like the graphics of it really does.
It hacks your brain in some strange way, because like a lot of games have tried to include it even.
Mm-hmm.
Like Fallout 4.
Yeah.
Had Minecraft
and
in it.
We're citing Fallout too much, but there are other ones that have been doing
Skyrim
that as well,
did
more
it.
And more.
Like there was a game
Red Dead 2 is more crafting focused than Red Dead 1.
There's a game called Don't Starve that came out with PS4. That
Flame
was
in the Flood.
A kind of macabre version of Minecraft, like a 2D macabre animated version of it. And I played it for like a couple of days, and I got bored of it because it was too much about survival and not about making stuff. Mm-hmm. And it was like a little bit obtuse about making stuff.
And that's what I mean. Like, if I made a giant skull in Fallout, it would look like blocks because I could only make it out of cement blocks. And compared to the background, which is photorealistic trees, I'd be like, what the fuck did I waste all this time on this for? In Minecraft, my giant skull looks as good as it can look because everything is blocks.
Yep.
No one's saying it doesn't look good because it's blocks.
Now that's interesting.
It looks like it belongs in
it looks
the world.
Like anything you build in Minecraft automatically looks like it belongs there, which is amazing.
It always works.
On a grid. It's
that's
on
the
a
promise
grid.
Of Minecraft. Yeah. It always works.
Even if it doesn't, even if it's like a poorly made skull, like it would still look like, that should be there. That's what fits
it's
in the
It's made
world.
Of the blocks that everything's made of.
Right.
We're all made of blocks.
Right.
I want to ask you, Adam, what is your mind doing when you are patrolling in Destiny or Destiny 2? Because much like
Great
mining,
question.
When I'm patrolling, which, if you're unfamiliar with Destiny, doesn't involve story elements or puzzle thinking, I am very much like mining, thinking, shoot, shoot, shoot. Oh, they dropped a power up. Shoot, shoot, shoot. Oh, they dropped a power up.
Well, and this is really what's, I think, maybe sad about it, is I am constantly listening to podcasts. Like that's why I like this game so much, is that I can, I listen to Hardcore History.
Yeah, you
like
turn your brain off
NPR
for the game
right.
while still accomplishing
it's
your
task.
It's
why I don't watch movies for fun. Because, like, I don't watch movies
you
for
don't?
Fun. Not very much.
I did not know that.
You know why? Because I can't turn my brain off. Because I'm watching, I'm like, don't like that. Would have changed that.
That's
this
a,
is like,
I, that can and, be like, a fun way to watch a movie.
It is fun sometimes, and I certainly, but like, when I want to chill out, I don't watch a movie to
right,
chill out.
Brain off entertaining
they
kind
don't
of thing.
Turn your it's brain not, off.
It
okay.
used to. After film school, it doesn't anymore.
Movies can no longer relax your mental space. Yeah, that makes sense.
Nope. It's not an escape. I never escape during a movie.
Well, we could talk about Minecraft for several hours, and maybe we will do another episode.
It feels like we have.
Well, I actually... No, only one
hour. All right.
I do think Minecraft is one of the more seminal games that's been released in our lifetimes and does speak deeply to human psychology, which is what interests Adam and I.
It's one of the only truly unique entries into video gaming in our lifetimes, too.
And we already got the copycats making it seem less unique as
time
goes on.
I mean, like it is... Like, everything about it, I think, is... very unique and surprisingly so, because it seems so simple.
Right. I mean, it's so simple, but nobody would have made a game like this, or maybe couldn't have earlier.
Yeah.
Couldn't have the amount of freedom and complexity at the same time.
Right.
It's
Don't know.
Simple, but the choices it makes are monumentally the correct choices.
Right. It's very, it's a very complex system of simplicity that.
I mean, I'm tempted to say games like Fortnite, which are building on things, are also unique entries into video gaming for reasons.
Although Fortnite is basically what if a shooter also involved a little bit of Minecraft.
Right.
It really is.
But also what if it was like Survivor? Only Survivor?
But that dates back to a little film called Battle Royale.
Right, yes. Right, of course.
Yeah.
I mean, and I'm sure if I did a little bit of thinking about it, I'd be like, Minecraft is just Tetris plus... These seven
we can
things.
Always play that game. Right. Everything's based on a language someone invented one.
Right.
So, like, isn't everything a ripoff of the English language?
And I agree with you, but for some reason, this package, this game, feels like somebody really thought of a new thing or put them all together in a way we hadn't thought of before.
Whether something's truly new or not, because there's nothing new under the sun.
We're all ripoffs of babies.
What we're gauging is how refreshing... But what we're gauging is how refreshingly new it felt and why, yeah. And what it says
and
about us.
And continues to. Yeah. Because I think even like every update, it's like, oh yeah, new game.
You're just a rip-off of a baby, bro.
I'm going to drag us kicking and screaming past our final checkpoint.
Today I'm going to give you some straightforward advice on how to deal with naughty kids. How about instead of timeouts, time ins? Time for you to start paying some bills. I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward. Inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Apologize retroactively for my voice, which is even rougher than I thought it would be, and say that this section's called Keep or Delete.
Yeah.
Seems like it's going to be quick. I'll keep it. It's one of the most important games of all time. Like, my angle is always trying to respect that gaming could be a serious artistic medium. And from that perspective, it is one of the most important games ever. That's all I got.
I would keep it, but I might leave it to get some of my time back.
You would not.
No, oh. I wouldn't. I would definitely keep it.
Yeah. It's, but it's like that thing where you imagine you could be 70 and be like, I wish I hadn't played Minecraft
so much.
I wish I'd like loved, a little less.
I wish I'd loved my son instead of played Minecraft.
My life. but yeah, no, I'd definitely keep it for many, many reasons.
You know, the only reason, like, I feel like for integrity's sake, I should not keep this game. Because I don't really like playing it.
I also hate it when everyone agrees at the end.
Right. Sure. Well, because I don't really like playing it, but the biggest factor for me for why I need to keep it is I can't figure out how I could make it better. I can't figure out what would be better about it. Like, it is just an experience that's right. pretty good, and I can't, and it's just not for me.
Articulated very much that you get it.
Yeah,
you
I get
just,
why
you
it's
just
good.
Don't personally like it. Yeah. So it's not like, keep it and like, I guess I gotta play it. No, you'd keep it and you wouldn't play it.
Yeah, I'm never tempted to join Abe and Dave on that stream, even though I could every week, because I don't really like the game that much.
Yeah.
And because who knows what those horror shows would create for me. But like, but when I know I can't fix it, like when I'm like, there's nothing to improve, it's like, well there it is.
Yeah.
You know? That's it.
Whoop, there it is. Thanks for being here, Cody.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks
for that song reference.
Where can people whoomp you?
Whoomp me on the internet. My Twitter handle is Dr. Mr. Cody. It's DrMisterCody. Some More News is also Twitter. Our podcast is Even More News. Our Patreon.com/Some More News. Our YouTube, search for Some More News.
You getting a lot of clicks on those YouTubes?
Yeah.
That's good, buddy. That's good.
Some old kind of crack days numbers for a few of them.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Getting up there.
I wonder about, like, you're even doing that in spite of the fact that it's got to be hard to reach the top of Google with that name.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's if people just type in some news, They're just going to get a bunch of news articles about some news.
Or people saying, like, here's some news, I found this thing. Yeah. Also, it's like a brand new channel, too.
So search so like for us, that yeah, phrase, yeah, but also more news.
But can't you see how it's exactly the kind of thing that people love being in on?
Of course.
I wouldn't
exactly
say
the kind of title I would expect my good friend Cody to come up with, knowing his writing style.
Cody and I had a long talk about some news, yeah, you know, a year and a half ago, yeah, whatever it was. But it's like exactly the kind of program where, like, if I'm an internet person and I know about it, I'm like, I love that it's fucking some more news. Nobody else knows. But then, like, it's...
That's why before it was so big, The Daily Show was like an incredibly subversive chameleon title.
Yep,
right.
You forget that that's just a description of what it is, because now it's like The Daily Show.
Right.
But it was just The Daily Show that's on daily.
Yeah, so good silly. And dumb.
Yeah. It's the simplest, like, dumbest, like, what a bad idea. It was a really good idea.
Shouldn't it be called, like, The Comedy News Show or something?
Hilary News or something.
If it was called The Comedy News Show or something.
Craig Kilborn makes news jokes.
Yeah.
Craig Kilborn makes news jokes with Jon Stewart.
Starring Jon Stewart.
Work complete.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home, where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, cultural enrichment, and all-inclusive fares. Discover more at Viking.com.
You ever get that feeling like the concrete jungle's closing in? You crave wide open spaces, the chance to chase your own dinner, or just breathe clean air. Well, listen up. There's a whole world out there waiting, and finding your piece of it just got easier. Head over to land.com. They've got ranches, forests, mountains, you name it. Search by acreage, price, location. They've got it all. No matter what kind of wild dream you're chasing, land.com can help you find the ground to make it a reality. So quit dreaming. Head over to land.com, find your open space, and get out there.